Some congressional Republicans are going around House leadership and are trying to force a vote on a series of immigration-related bills, including the DREAM Act. They're collecting signatures on what's called a discharge petition, which would set up votes on a handful of measures spanning the ideological spectrum. Joining me to get a sense of where that effort is Mike Lillis. He's a congressional reporter for The Hill newspaper in D.C. And Mike, where do supporters stand as of this morning?
Well, a discharge petition needs 218 signatures. It needs a majority of the House, and right now it has 196. So we're 22 away, and 20 of those 196 are Republicans. And the assumption is that almost every Democrat is going to sign on. They haven't signed on yet because some were absent last week, or you have to sign it on the House floor. And we were looking at the line, and the line was kind of wrapping around the chamber. So I think some Democrats just didn't want to wait in the line. So we expect almost all of the 193 Democrats to sign on, which would mean that they need 25 Republicans. Again, right now they've got 20. So the search is on, the scramble is on among those Republicans who are really pushing hard for this thing to find, you know, the last guys who are willing to buck their leaders and sign on to this thing.
Now, I would imagine that the folks who are pushing this are confident they will get those last five GOP members to sign on. Is that sort of the conventional wisdom? Is there a sense that maybe they're going to be a little short?
I think, you know, last week there was a sense that they might be short. When there was a lot of enthusiasm early. You know, they had about 15 signatures very quickly. They had about 18 signatures very quickly. And then they got a couple more Wednesday and Thursday. And then they kind of hit a wall. And so the thinking was they might not have it. Now, what changed since Thursday, since they got the 20th signature, was the farm bill failed. And the interesting thing about this immigration debate now is that it is very much intertwined with the agriculture debate. The farm bill was expected to pass, and there were a number of conservatives in his conference who have always been a kind of a thorn in his side, but they had threatened to vote against the farm bill if Ryan didn't promise an immigration bill, an immigration vote on a conservative DREAM Act DACA bill, and he didn't get it. They didn't get it, and so they called his bluff, and they voted against the farm bill. So that angered a lot of moderate Republicans, and now the thinking is maybe some of those moderates, angry with the Freedom Caucus, that the conservatives will sign on to the letter because they don't want these conservatives running the show. They would rather vote on some immigration bills that they prefer.
Now, if they get enough signatures, am I right that basically it becomes seemingly a free-for-all where a bunch of bills get voted on and whichever one gets the most votes wins? Is that how that works?
That's right. There's a resolution. The discharge petition would force a vote on a resolution, which is four different bills. The resolution is sponsored by Jeff Denham, and his resolution would guarantee four votes on four separate bills. One of them is the more liberal DREAM Act, which we've been talking about for a number of years. One is the conservative bill sponsored by Bob Goodlatte. He's the Virginia Republican who chairs the House Judiciary Committee. The third is, we refer to it as the Hurd Aguilar bill, and they kind of combine the DREAM Act with elements of border security that are in the Goodlatte bill, but they don't go as far as the Goodlatte bill. So that's bipartisan. And then the fourth would be a bill that would be chosen by Speaker Ryan, and we have no idea what that looks like, and I don't think that he's even been working on it because he's trying to avoid having to go through this process altogether.
To put the cart before the horse a little bit, is there a sense that any of those would get a majority of the House signed onto it?
The DREAM Act and the Hurd Aguilar bill would almost certainly get more than 218, and of those two, the Hurd Aguilar, the more bipartisan one, is expected to win that contest. And that would anger a lot of the conservatives in the conference, which is why they're fighting the discharge petition so hard. They prefer the Goodlatte bill, which is, it's tough on enforcement, a lot of money for the border wall, which of course President Trump wants, but also interior enforcement. So it would spike the deportations. And it provides only temporary status to the Dreamers, to the DACA kids, which is controversial because a lot of people want those kids to be able to remain and work permanently and have a pathway to citizenship. Goodlatte does not offer a pathway to citizenship. So that's kind of the big sticking point there with a lot of moderate Republicans and certainly among the Democrats. But yes, those two would be seen to be able to get 218. And again, Hurt Aguilar is seen as the most popular. Now, of course, we don't know what Paul Ryan would propose. He might propose something that would be even more popular. But because he's kind of fighting to appease his conservative wing, as he has been for since he took the speaker's gavel, no one really thinks that he could propose something that would anger those voters and the conservative base in the Republican Party. So again, Hurt Aguilar is expected to be the favorite if we do get that far and the discharge petition wins and these bills come up for a vote.
That's Mike Lillis, congressional reporter with the Hill newspaper in Washington, D.C. Mike, thanks a lot for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate being on.